Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I am delighted to have Dan Rodriguez, Vice President and General Manager of the Communications Infrastructure Division with Intel's Network Platform Group in the studio with me. Welcome, Dan.
Nice to talk to you again, Allison.
Now, Dan, you have a big job at Intel, but why don't you just go ahead to describe what your organization oversees in terms of network solution delivery to the market.
Yes, so I run what is known as the comms infrastructure division at Intel. And essentially, I perform two functions across some different market segments. So one is we do the overall network segment strategies, as well as the overall product positioning and strategies to meet those market segment needs. So the markets that we focus on within CID are the wireless infrastructure, really from a core network perspective. We also looked after cable infrastructure, so what the MSOs are looking at building out for their networks. And then finally, we also do a lot of looking after different networking gear that may end up in an enterprise or a cloud setting, so things like routing, switching, as well as a variety of security functions, if you will.
We're heading into what could be described as the grand poobah of events for the network space every year, Mobile World Congress. What do you expect to be the big themes at Mobile World Congress from Intel this year?
Of course, you're going to see a lot of talk from Intel about what's going to be possible with 5G and how the network really needs to transform to meet 5G's needs. But underneath all of that kind of broader 5G discussion, I think what underlines that is really just overall momentum towards network transformation and really driving the network to a virtualized network to deliver greater flexibility, scale, as well as automation via network function virtualization.
Now, we've been on a journey around network transformation to software-defined solutions for a number of years. Where do you think we are in 2018 in terms of this transition? And where do you think the operators are already taking advantage of the agility and efficiency of NFV and SDN?
Where we're at now is we've gone through the stages of POCs, doing trials, and now we're seeing a healthy amount of deployments for things like virtual EPC, virtual IMS, as well as virtual ENG really on the fixed network side. So we made a ton of progress there. We're seeing a lot of deployments, and we're seeing comm service providers really benefit from the scale and flexibility that the vision of NFV truly has. And then if you think about the future, you immediately think about the topic we mentioned a second ago. You think about 5G, and you think about how 5G is truly going to drive all sorts of new use cases that's going to really push and pull the network in all sorts of different directions. Many of these use cases are going to require low latency as well as high bandwidth. And because of this, industry is not only focusing on transforming the essential core, if you will, but they're also looking at the edge of the network as well to be able to support these new use cases. So we're seeing a lot of talk about concepts such as next generation CO, and how to modernize those to be able to help really support the traffic CAGR, but also these new exciting use cases that all of us consumers as well as business folks can't wait to utilize.
So tell me more about the next generation CO and why this is such an exciting area in terms of innovation.
I think when you think about next generation CO, I think the way that Intel is thinking about it as well as many comm service provider is really a continuum of their overall network. So we envision a day where you're going to have very common infrastructure, really from a central core implementation to a regional data center to this central office. So by having this common NFVI layer, if you will, and infrastructure, comm service providers can then deploy their network functions to whenever and wherever they need them in the network to be able to deal with increasing traffic overall, and sometimes even deal with that traffic dynamically. So then when you think about the edge network in that context, by setting up that edge of the network with greater intelligence and greater overall compute, you can now use that as a way to kind of flexibly scale network functions to that location. And in some cases, by putting those network functions very close to the edge, you can better deal with use cases such as stadium use cases or perhaps AR, VR that are very bandwidth sensitive as well as latency sensitive.
What has that meant from an Intel perspective in terms of how we develop our technology and support our customers in delivering solutions for these types of environments.
Yeah, so when you think about what we need to do is we need to develop an architecture and really a product line that really has architectural consistency truly top to bottom. So we think about delivering a Xeon SP to be able to maximize the performance in those regional data centers as well as those central core network locations. And then when you think about the distributed edge of the network, there's two cases. In the rural setting, this is where we can deliver products such as our Xeon D product family that provides very good performance density in a single package. So we expect that to be utilized quite often in these rural settings. And then when you get into dense urban environments, we do expect both Xeon SP and in some cases maybe even Xeon D to be used. So I think when a comm service provider looks to Intel, the common ingredient they look from Intel is first, they expect us to deliver solutions that offer great scalability, great flexibility, so they can deploy network function virtualization, and then they want architectural consistency so they can work with their different partners in the industry to develop software solution that truly scales all the way back, again, from the central core locations, the regional data center, to the next generation edge.
Do you have any particular use cases or things that you think is specifically interesting in the progress towards a fully software-defined next-generation central office that you'd like to call out?
People are not only talking about these next-generation services, they're also talking about increased fiber rollouts, so think about more capacity. And with those two things, they're also thinking about merging both the fixed network and the mobile networks together. So what that ends up doing is it increases the overall kind of scale economies as well. So when you talk about a use case perspective and network function perspective, you're seeing things like BNGs or broadband network gateways being virtualized in that central office. And even times you're seeing some of the packet core elements that were once located centrally, we're going to see those elements and those network functions being brought forward. So things like the P or S gateway in a virtual EPC as an example. And then when you think about the underlying use cases causing people to want to move those network functions towards the edge of the network, the first use case that I think about is really video and all the different shapes and sizes of video that's really causing a lot of strain on the network and really causing people to really think next generation central offices.
Dan, what are you excited about in terms of trials and POCs in this space in 2018? And when do you think we're going to get to the point where we've got broad proliferation of next-generation central office?
So I think the great thing about this is not a case where the industry is going to wait for 5G. You look at the services and use cases being run on LTE networks, the case for next-generation CO is really here and now. So I am truly excited to partner with the broad industry on this. And I do see all sorts of different comm service providers really across the globe rallying around this and looking to deploy solutions now versus waiting for 5G. So we did see a lot of announcements really in 17, and I expect more in 18. So in 2017, we saw Telefonica talk about the OnLife project, which is a great example of how they're going to bring NFV and virtualization truly to the edge of the network. We saw AT&T also announce plans to build out edge data centers, and they have this concept called the Edge Computing Test Zone in Silicon Valley that they announced earlier this year. And then in addition to this, lots of discussions in China with operators in terms of how they're going to roll out NGCO. And then finally, obviously, it's great that the comm service providers want to roll out next-generation CO, but if partners such as Intel, as well as the OEMs and TEMs out there aren't providing solutions, it can slow down proliferation. And I think overall, at least in my conversations with the overall ecosystem and channel, I see a lot of activity from both ISVs as well as OEMs alike in preparing for the build-out of next-gen COs.
Where can folks find out more about the Next Generation Central Office and keep tabs with Intel on what's going on at MWC?
So we have this very strong community program across the industry called Intel Network Builders, and we are constantly putting new information, not only our products, but in emerging use cases. So I would definitely encourage the audience to check our Intel Network Builders website. We're going to be continuing to put all sorts of material out there, including different white papers on how we expect NGCO to truly evolve and transform the network.
Thank you so much for your time today, Dan. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Allison. Look forward to talking to you sometime soon.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.